Good morning, children. Good morning. Good to be here, isn't it? This morning I have a little story we're going to read. I'm going to see what we can learn from this story. It's probably something that we all, at least one time in our lives, I would say we probably all face this. So it's not only for the children, it's for me and for us as adults too. Let's read the story and we'll have some little things to point out throughout the story. The title of the story is, I forgot the title. It's Reggie's Angry Face. Reggie liked to make funny faces and do silly things just to get his friends laughing and smiling. Reggie had one face, though, that sometimes would scare his friends away. When Reggie got really angry, his face wasn't funny anymore. One hot summer day, Reggie went looking for his friends. He hoped that no matter what happened, he would be able to keep his angry face hidden away. He wanted his friends to like him, not be scared off by his anger. As he came to the end of the block, he saw Carla, Elwood, and Bruce just standing around the corner. "Hi, what are you doing?" he said. Carla answered, "We can't decide what to do." "Let's go see if we can find some friends and play ball," said Reggie. "Play ball? You've got to be kidding," Carla remarked. "I'm no good at playing ball." Reggie was frustrated, but he didn't want his friends to know. So he stuffed his anger inside, but he could still feel it, and when he did this, his eyes began to get squinty. So he was trying to not get angry, but he was like, he's squinting his eyes, like just trying not to get mad. "What about hide and seek?" said Reggie. "I hate that game," said Bruce, who was quite short and couldn't run very fast. "I always lose." This time, Reggie stomped his foot in anger, but he didn't tell Bruce what he was feeling. And now, not only were his eyes squinty, but he could feel his ears getting bright red and hot. His face was getting red, his ears were getting red. He was really getting mad now. Finally, with a pouty kind of voice, Reggie said, "How about all of us racing to the park and we can throw rocks in the creek?" He was a fast runner. Elwood, who was also a fast runner, said, "Let's go." So off they ran. Elwood was faster than Reggie that day, and when Elwood beat him, he got very, very angry. His eyes were still squinting, his ears were bright red and hot. In a loud voice, he snapped, "You guys are no fun, and I don't want to play with you anymore." Bruce, who just got to the park in time to hear Reggie say this, said, "Reggie, you're our friend, and usually you're funny and we like to play with you, but when you stuff and stomp and snap, you change. Then we don't like to be with you." With that, Bruce and Elwood and Carla walked away. "Well, I never liked them anyway," Reggie mumbled as he stomped around the park and scuffed stones with his shoes. "I'll go to my secret place and play by myself." So he got mad and he said, "I'll just go play with myself. It's gonna be better that way. I don't need my friends to play with me." His secret place was a little grassy spot behind a lilac bush next to the fence at the far corner of the lot behind his family's house. When he felt like nobody liked him, when he didn't understand his feelings, when he wanted to feel safe, Reggie would go to his secret place. "Nobody will find me here," he muttered. So he sat and sat and muttered and muttered. There was no one to make him frustrated or hurt or sad. There was nobody to talk to either. He thought he would feel better, but he didn't. He felt lonely. Suddenly, he heard a voice. Somebody was nearby, just on the other side of the fence. He looked up to see Mr. Jones peering over the fence at him. Mr. Jones was retired and had a flower garden just on the other side. Reggie hoped Mr. Jones hadn't heard him muttering. "Is that you, Reggie? What are you doing here alone?" Mr. Jones asked. "Just having fun by myself," Reggie muttered and looked down at the ground. If you're having so much fun, why do you look and sound so sad? I'm angry and I want to be alone, Reggie replied. Mr. Jones looked deep into Reggie's eyes and said, sometimes when we get hurt or feel frustrated, we get angry. And sometimes if we sit on our anger, it can become red hot. And when we let our anger get red hot, we can do or say things that hurt people. What do you do when you feel red hot anger? Asked Reggie. My feelings don't get red hot very often. Reggie was surprised to hear Mr. Jones say that. He thought everyone felt things the same way he did. Why don't your feelings get red hot very often? He asked. Because, said Mr. Jones, when I start to get angry, I've learned to talk about what I'm feeling. Reggie replied, when I get angry, I stuff and stomp and snap. Mr. Jones reached down to pick off a dead blossom from one of his flowers. Does it help you to stuff and stomp and snap? It doesn't, Reggie admitted. And how do you feel when your friends don't like you? I feel hurt and sad, and then I feel mad. So sometimes when you feel mad, it's because you first felt hurt and sad. So sometimes when you feel mad, it's because you first felt hurt and sad, asked Mr. Jones. I guess so, said Reggie. I had never thought of that. Well, said Mr. Jones, if stuffing and stomping and snapping don't help, what else could you do that might work better? Reggie didn't know how to answer. Mr. Jones turned to go. Next time you want to stuff and stomp and snap, tell your friends what you feel and see if that helps. Next day, Reggie went by himself to the park to throw stones in the creek. So see, now he's just lonely because his friends didn't like him when he was mad. I mean, who all likes to play with somebody that's mad? Nobody? His friends didn't either. Next day, when Reggie went by himself to the park to throw stones in the creek, he saw his friends having a wonderful time at the other side of the park playing hide and seek. He went over to them and hoped they would invite him to play. Hi, he said. They waved back but continued with their game. They did not invite him to play. Reggie felt really hurt inside. He felt sad. When Elwood saw that he was sad and not mad, he called, Reggie, would you like to play with us? Sure, said Reggie. But in his eagerness to get to his friends, he slipped in the mud at the edge of the creek and fell in. He had mud all over. He heard his friends start to snicker. When he stumbled toward them, they laughed even louder. Reggie was embarrassed that he had fallen in the mud. He didn't like his friends laughing at him. He felt his eyes grow squinty and his ears get red and hot. He snapped, but this time he said something different. It doesn't feel good to be laughed at. We're not making fun of you. We thought you were being silly again. Reggie looked down at himself. He did look pretty funny. He began to laugh at himself. It felt good to laugh instead of stuffing or stomping or snapping. Then they all went back to the game of hide and seek. So see, just a simple thing. See, he thought they were laughing at him. And they said, we're not laughing at you. We just thought you were being silly. They thought he was being silly. And he thought they were laughing at him. So that's something that I think we all face in our lives. I know I've faced it. We all have a tendency to get mad, or we say get upset, try to make it sound a little better. But God does not like anger, and God can help us when we get angry if we want Him to. But we have to pray to Him and talk to Him, ask Him to help us overcome those things. So that's all I have, and I just pray that you guys can learn how to not be angry and be happy, little children, and play nicely together. I have a word of prayer, and then we can go back to our seats. Your Father, I come before you today, Lord. Lord, I just pray that you would bless this little children's lesson that I had here, Lord. Lord, I just ask that you would bless each one here. Help them to grow up to be godly young men and women. Lord, help them to be able to control anger and be happy with one another. And Lord, I just thank you for each one. Pray this all in your precious name. Amen.